we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. All right. Well, our last time together teaching this month on relationships,
yep.
And we have an important topic that we want to hit that we haven't hit yet that is so vitally important, and we want to talk about money in marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one right there, money in marriage, because, you know, everybody's different.
Right.
You know, some get together and, you know, they each got their thing going on, and
right.
You know, they don't know how they feel about the others getting some of their money, you know,
right.
Those kind of things.
Right.
And then we have to begin to understand the principle that the two shall become
one.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so everything actually all becomes ours.
Right.
So it's no longer mine. It's no longer yours.
Right.
But it's ours. You got it. And so I think that that is the key. Like, you know, I don't have bills,
right.
Or you don't have bills.
Right.
We have bills. Isn't
right.
that right?
You're right.
I mean, that's just, you know, mm-hmm. When we got married, if I had, you know, something that was personal, you know, personal loan or just whatever, or if you had something,
right.
We didn't look at it as like, well,
right.
You know, you take care of yours, I take care of mine. No.
And we praise the Lord that we came together.
Yes, right.
We worked that thing out together.
And the thing about it was amazing.
Right, oh,
because,
yeah.
The, you know, the, we didn't really have crazy debt.
Right.
But we
right.
had a little bit of debt. You had a little bit of college loans.
Right.
I had a little bit. But we came together.
Right.
We came up with a plan, and we wiped it all out.
Wiped it out.
You know, right. But we did it together.
Right.
And I think that is the key.
Right.
So, you know, Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 19th verse really pushes this whole together because it's the power of a agreement.
Right.
It teaches it that if, well, let me let you read the scripture.
Okay, I'll read the scripture. It says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Yeah, and I think that agreement for a couple concerning money matters is so important.
Right.
And it has to be based on
the word
of God.
Right.
It's just like we cannot allow our emotions to mess us up
right.
and move away from the word.
All right.
You know, whether it's money, whether it's faith, whether it's healing,
right.
whether, you know, just no
right.
matter what it is. But sometimes when, you know, when you do, you know how it is, or this is how I feel about this.
Right.
I know what the word says, but we can't move away from
that. No, the word has to be the foundation in every area of your life,
right.
including your money. It
yes.
has to be the foundation in your relationship in regards to communication.
Right.
It has to be in your relationship in regards to how in trust.
Right.
But the word has to be the foundation in every aspect of your relationship.
So you can't have it in all those other areas.
Right.
And then not have it
right.
in one area.
So if the word says this about money, you have to apply that
right.
to your marriage.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the word teaches us to be good stewards.
Good stewards, right.
And I think that is the key for us. The reason why we are so blessed, and any couple out there that is blessed will tell you, the reason why they're blessed is because they're good stewards.
Good stewards.
When you do it God's way,
you'll get God's results.
You're going to get God's results.
Right.
And so I think that is the key. No matter what, we've always had a commitment to pay our bills.
Right.
I mean, even in the tough times.
Yes.
You got it? When I was making $6.25 an hour,
right.
you know, our only thing was, we made these bills, we're going to pay these bills. You
right.
got it? And that was our commitment to
right.
do it the right way. But we always gave the God first.
Right.
And we'll talk about that
right.
in a little while. But let's talk about what a steward is.
Yes. A steward is a person who manages another person's property or financial affairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's one who administers anything as the agent of another or others.
So the key is understanding that everything belongs to
God.
Like, yep. it's not really my money.
Right.
It's not really your money. When you really understand, everything belongs
right.
to God. The
right.
Bible says in Psalms 24 and 1 that the earth is
the Lord's
and
yes.
the fullness thereof
yes.
and they that dwell within. He says the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
Right.
The cattle on a thousand
hills
belong to him. You know, it is his breath that's in our lungs.
Right.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes.
Boy, if I could sing, I'd sing it right now. But since I can't sing.
You can
I
do
can't
it.
No. Don't be setting me up, girl. Don't be pumping me up.
You know we got you.
You know, but when you think about it, everything belongs to God.
Right, right.
You know, and so I trust him with everything else in my life.
Right.
Why don't I trust him with my finances?
Right.
Like, why is it that I say, God, I want you to do this in this area, in this area, but
right.
when it comes to the money, God, I got this part.
Right, right.
You got it.
But like you said, we are only stewarding what he has placed in our hands.
That's
so it.
It
really is not ours.
That's right.
It's just us, you know, again, dispensing it in the natural realm.
Right.
But honestly, we're only stewarding what he's already allowed us to have in our hands.
And
And proper stewardship leads to abundance. Right. So if I steward it wisely,
right,
if I do it the right way, mm-hmm, then it's going to lead to increase in our lives.
Right.
One thing that I'm so excited about is that we made a decision from the beginning that we're going to do it God's way.
Right.
We made a decision from the beginning that we're just going to agree, right, on money, mm-hmm, based on the word.
Right.
You know, and so when we came together, now, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things.
Right.
I'm not knocking how you do things. This is our lesson, so we're just teaching you how we do things. And
right,
so we got a joint bank accounts, right, and we just put everything into one. When I got paid, mine went in there. When you,
right,
got paid, yours went in there. We both had equal access to the money.
Oh, yeah.
We both had debit cards.
Right.
You know, we
passwords.
Yep, all that. Mm-hmm. We both knew what all the bills were.
Right.
You got it. You know, that was just my thing. You got,
right,
it. I'm going, you know, have a spreadsheet.
Yes.
You're going to know what's going on. And,
yes,
you know, even to today, I try to come to you and show you different things. And you just be like, yeah, I know you got it. But it is important to,
right,
me that you know what's going on.
Right. And that's what I think we have to establish in a relationship with, as far as marriage with money, is that both parties know exactly what's going on.
Right.
I don't think there should be any hidden information.
Because,
right, again, if we're equally going to, you know, want God to bless it, we got to be honest and,
yep,
have integrity in it.
Right.
So, of course, if I'm trying to do something for you on the side, that's something different.
Right.
But to have accounts where you're trying, you know, you paying for somebody else's lifestyle,
right,
you know, that's not integrity. That's not right.
Right.
I think we should be open and honest when,
right,
it comes to our money. And that way, again, when we have integrity in it, God can bless it. When you're not doing things the right way and hiding stuff from your spouse, I mean, God can't bless it.
Yeah,
right.
This is the bottom line. And so, you know, our desire from the beginning was that we wanted to be blessed so we could be a blessing.
Right.
And I think that I really think that was the key for
us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we, when we learn, you know, kingdom prosperity,
right,
you got it. We didn't learn kingdom prosperity from the standpoint of, oh, I just want to get me for me, for me, for me.
Right.
Now we do understand that, you know, God is looking for channels he can flow through.
Right.
And we understand that when you understand from a channel, a water hose is a channel.
Right.
You hook it up to the house.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn the water on, it waters the flowers.
Right.
So the water is coming from one place to the next. It's
right.
a channel, right?
Right?
But even though the water hose purpose is to get water to the flowers, the water hose still
get wet.
So
right.
in other words, you're still going to be blessed.
Absolutely.
You're still going to be able to have a nice house and
right.
have a nice car. But the whole purpose is not to build bigger barns.
Right.
Like there's sometimes when you get increase, it's not to go get a bigger house.
Right.
And I'm not knocking a bigger
right.
house. So don't get mad at me. Or, you know, you just got a big raise. It's not to go get the next new car
because right.
you got one that's only 2 years old.
Right.
Maybe it's for me to put in savings.
Right.
Maybe it's for me, you got it, to take some to be a blessing, to take some to, you know, to save, to take
right.
some for, you know, something in the future
right.
for me to steward God's
right.
way.
And I think you said it best, is that our hearts were not just for us.
No.
When we,
never
when we were praying for, you know, for this, when we were just honestly being good stewards,
yeah.
you know, our desire was not, like you said, for us just to keep getting more and getting Mm-mm. more and getting more. We were like, dog, how can we bless this person?
Right.
Even just the other day, you're like, someone had an issue to come up financially.
Right.
And you're like, man, I want to be able to do this. And
right.
the thing is, because our hearts are to be a blessing to other people,
right.
not just so that we can look good, but how can I use my blessing
right.
to make somebody else's life be a little bit easier?
That's always been the thing.
Right.
I've wanted to be blessed so that anytime there was a need that I felt God put in my heart.
Because, right.
you know, God is the need supplier.
Right.
Not Pastor James, not Lady,
right.
not you.
Right.
But God does raise up men and women, as the case
yeah,
may be,
right.
to be a blessing. Does
right.
that make sense? And so what happens is there are times when you find out about something, I find out about something, you got it. No one came and said, hey, I need you to do this for me,
right.
kind of a thing. But God just put it in your heart. God might put something in your heart,
right.
you know, where you find out something, you just want to be a blessing.
Right.
Well, if you don't have, you can't give.
You can't give.
You
right.
got it. But if you do have, you can give.
Right.
And that is why you can't worry about people that knock, you know, oh, you want, why you need to be blessed and why you talk about rich. The word rich just means abundantly supplied. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared of that word.
Right.
And so God wants us to be abundantly supplied.
But
watch this. When he supplies us abundantly, it is up to us not to go get him
more debt. Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Now there is good debt.
Right, right, right.
You got it? And so I think we need to understand that too.
Right, right.
There, you know, because, you know, I was saying if you got a car that's 2 years old, you probably don't need another one, right?
Right.
But if you got a car, you've been having it a long time and you've been believing for a new one,
right.
that's not bad debt.
Right.
You know, get it the right way.
Right.
Get a good interest. A house is not bad debt.
Right.
You know, because, you know, a house is an investment. So I'm not saying, you know, that. All I'm saying is make sure that we're using wisdom. And that we're going to God about purchases.
Right.
So that way. And then one thing we don't believe in. I don't believe in that I'm the man. I'm the head. I'm just going to go spend whatever I want. And I'll tell lady later. I don't believe in that.
I don't either.
That don't work.
It doesn't work.
That don't work. And ladies, correct. The same way.
Right.
Oh, you know,
right.
She's not going to go and just spend a whole bunch of money.
Right.
You know, just because we got it.
Right.
You know, and then be like, well, look, we got it. That's what it's there for. We don't think like that.
No, we don't.
And that is why we're blessed.
Right.
Because even though we do have... You got it. We don't go and waste what we have.
Right. And it's
squander.
You actually made a comment here. You said one key to agreement concerning money in marriage is unselfishness.
Yes.
You know, it can't always be about what you want.
That's
and
it.
That's really just to stand back. To stand with what you said is that, you know, again, you don't just do what you want to do.
Right.
It's a matter of us, okay, let's talk about this. Can we do this right now?
Right.
Should we do this right now?
Right.
Let's not just go because we have it, just go swiping the card.
Yep.
You know, because that stuff all adds up.
Right.
So it's a matter of us, you know, always just thinking about, okay, should I do this now or should I wait and do
right.
it? And that's what it's about. It's not just going to do what you want to do because it makes you feel good.
That's
but,
it.
Well, you know, how is this going to affect my family financially
right.
by this decision that I make with this purchase?
Wisdom is the principle.
Thing.
And that's why the writer says, get wisdom.
Right.
And he says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. Understand that if you squander your money, it's not God's fault.
Right.
You got
right.
it? Mm-hmm. Like you can't squander your money and then you don't have money to do what you need to do and you're crying to God.
Right.
And I'm not being mean when I say that, but that's not God's fault.
Right.
You got it? We've never done things to try to keep up with anybody.
Right.
You know, if we do things, it's because that's what we like.
Right.
You know, there's certain things that we just do like. Like we like nice cars.
Right.
We didn't just start liking nice cars.
Right.
I like nice cars since I was 16, able to drive.
Right.
Like, I would get me a car. I'd buy a car, pay $300 for it, drive it for a couple months, sell that thing for $800.
Okay.
And then I was working at Subway. I add another $800. Now I'm buying me a $1,600 car.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Moving on up.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I've always liked nice stuff like
okay,
that.
Good.
So you know, but when we became of age, well, of course, we learned the word as
right.
kids, but you
right.
know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
When you become an adult is when you really, really start
right.
paying attention.
Right.
And as we really, really learn faith, we understand, hey, God wants you to have this stuff too.
Right.
But he just wants you to do it his way.
Right.
You got it? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want what you want at the top of the list.
Right.
He wants him to be at the top of the list. And if you take, watch this, if you put God at the top of the list, he'll take care of the rest of this.
Every single time.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's amazing because, you know, we're always a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You got it? And we love to be a blessing. And it goes without fail. We keep trying to be a blessing and we keep having blessings keep coming back to us.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I was just laughing the other day. I was in our bathroom and I was just laughing. I don't know if I was brushing my teeth. And it was like, we'll cash out somebody, you know, a bunch of money. And it's like 2 days later.
Right.
This big blessing comes.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll do something else. And then boom, it
yep.
comes again. And it just reminds me that you cannot be
you
God-given.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. And I laugh because even though I know God is like that.
Right.
You know, and I know that we, you know, that it's just, you're almost in awe that, man,
right.
God is just good.
Good, yeah.
He said, like mm-hmm. I'm giving... And not that I don't have an expectation.
Right,
because
right.
we always have expectation
absolutely.
For a harvest. But honestly, when I was given, that wasn't really on my mind.
Right, right.
I was given because, man, I wanted to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and just making that person happy.
Yeah,
yeah
and then
right.
boom, something comes right back around.
Yep.
So if you learn that key of
oh,
unselfishness,
yeah.
like
oh, yeah.
you said,
mm-hmm.
and do it God's way, you're going to get God results.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it? Go ahead.
Key statement.
Go ahead. Okay, what is it?
Key statement. Proper stewardship always leads to more.
That's good.
All right. The test of my stewardship is not in the big things, but in the small things.
Ooh.
Very good.
That is, listen.
Yes.
If you can't tithe off of 300.
Right.
You're probably not going to tithe off of 3,000.
Right.
That's just the bottom line.
Right.
You got it. You know, I learned years ago just from leadership that a lot of people can't handle big numbers.
Right.
You know, but you got to learn how to handle big numbers.
Right.
Because God wants you to have big
numbers.
And he wants you blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so if I can't pay tithes off of 300, then how am I going to expect God
mm-hmm.
to bless me with 3,000?
Right.
Watch this. If I can't pay tithes off of 3,000,
right.
how can I expect him to bless me with 30,000?
Right.
And so I think that is the key. Stewardship always leads to more. But
right.
the test of my stewardship is not in the big things.
Right.
It's in the little things. Mm-hmm. Me being consistent with my tithe every time I get paid.
Right.
Not if it lines up.
Right.
Not if it seemed like this week gonna work out.
Right.
But God, I trust you.
Yep.
God, I put you at the top.
Yep.
God, my faith and my reliance is in you.
Right.
I'm going to give the seed. I'm going to give the tenth because it's holy. It is the accursed thing.
Right.
It is the thing that's set apart. It doesn't belong to me. I'm going to honor you.
Yep.
And I know as I honor you, you're going to cause favor to come to me.
Because what I'm thinking about it is you're setting the bar for your blessing.
That's good.
So if you're only set to tithe at this amount, okay, that means that's where God can work because that's where you set him at.
Yep.
But if I can tithe on where I'm trying to go to, if I can be faithful with what he's given me, then I can see him begin to bless me with more. So don't set the bar low, set it high.
Well, and that's why the writer teaches us, God teaches us tithes and offerings.
Right.
And so we give our tithe, which is a tenth, right?
Right.
But we don't stop there.
Right.
We believe in giving offerings.
Right.
You got it? And I believe that, that to the degree, the scripture says that if you sow sparingly,
you're going to reap sparingly.
Mm-hmm. But if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. And so I believe that every couple has to make it up in their mind that together, we're going to do it God's way.
Absolutely.
And together, even if it's things are tough,
right.
then if things are tough, and you cannot tithe, you're going to have to make some adjustments so you can tithe.
Right.
And I know that's big.
Oh,
people are like, what? Would he tell? No. I'm only telling you that because I don't want you to operate under the curse.
Absolutely.
You got it? And so if that means that, we know members that had too much debt.
Right.
So they had to start getting rid of debt so that they could tithe.
Right.
So they had to get rid of a car. You got it? They turned off cable. They stopped going out to eat. They did these things so that they could tithe. They started doing it God's way, and they started getting God results.
Right.
Now they don't have a problem with having two nice cars, one for the. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But they realize I got to do it God's
way. Because at the end of the day, you want the blessing of God on your life.
That's it.
That's what you want.
You want
the blessing. Because if you have the blessing of God in your life,
Jesus,
everything else is going to be okay. That's just the bottom line.
Well, most people, babe, we have to go over the blessing and not the blessings.
Right.
And most people want the blessing. I want the car. I want that. And I get that.
Right.
But it is the blessing.
Right.
You got it. That will bring all the blessings.
Right.
Because he says in Malachi, I will pour you out a blessing. The blessing is the anointing to prosper. And sometimes, watch this, you don't need money.
Right.
Sometimes you need favor. Because there are certain doors that money can't get you through, but favor can get you through. And one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. This young man and woman is teaching up in here.
Woman.
What y'all laughing at over there? I ain't even know I had a crowd over there. I ain't heard nobody say amen the whole time. And now all of a sudden they want to laugh at me. Oh, you been saying amen? Oh, I ain't heard no amens, but it's all good. Amen, Pastor Dow. Thank you, Denise Magwood. So this young couple is teaching
there
up in
go,
here.
Yes. Because we's we.
All right. Okay. All right. We's we. So it is the blessing that will bring all the bottom line. This is the absolute bottom line. At some point in your life, you got to make it up in your mind you're going to do it God's way.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you got it. Not overnight.
Right.
But over time. Because, listen, sometimes when you do it God's way, you will experience short-term discomfort.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you can't get what you want.
Right.
And you're used to doing this and doing that. And all of a sudden, you start to have to make adjustments. To make sure now I start honoring God.
Right.
So sometimes there is short-term discomfort. Oh, but the blessing, when it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing it in your life, it pays off in big dividends.
Yeah, it's so worth the discomfort. That's the bottom line. Even when you think about other areas of your life, when you start making adjustments to better yourself, it does not always feel good. I was talking to Yvonne this morning about her veganism.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm like, okay, I could do some meatless Mondays, but every day without no meat, I don't know. But again, she's seeing the rewards of her, what I consider discomfort.
Yeah, that would be discomfort for me.
But I'm saying, but sometimes discomfort, it makes, if you just go through it and make the adjustments, you really can do it if you make the point to do it.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, go through it and you will see yourself be the better on the other side of it.
That's good. So you got to do it God's way. You got to be unselfish.
Right.
Luke 6:16-10 says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in least is all so unjust as much. Mm-hmm. And so if I can't be faithful, with the little, how can God trust me with more?
Mm-hmm.
See, money just magnifies who you are.
That
is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Money just magnifies who you are. When you start getting money and start having a little bit of extra, you will find out who you are. You'll find out if you're stingy.
Right.
You'll find out, you know, if, what's the opposite of stingy? Generous.
Generous, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Giver.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you, Court. I was like, did not anybody? That was not a trick question.
Well, we were
everybody's
sure.
Like, what answer does he want? No, the opposite of being stingy is being generous,
right.
You know? And so you'll find out what type of person you are.
Right.
But Proverbs 28:20, what does it say?
A faithful man.
What kind of man?
A faithful man.
So the difference, watch this, in understanding the word faithful means consistent.
Right.
You got it. So I don't give to God sometimes. I give to God all the time. We don't agree sometimes.
Right.
We agree all the time when it concerns how we're going to give to God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich at any cost shall not go unpunished.
So faithfulness leads to abundance.
Right.
But financial shortcuts lead to destruction and ruin.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And so I've got to be faithful. Mm-hmm. You got it. Little by little.
Right.
I do better this year than I did last year.
Right.
I do better the next year than I did the year before. And not overnight, but over time, man, I see God bring me to an amazing place.
And that's good. And that's the thing. You have to be consistent.
Yep.
So, and one thing about that, I think that we should be accountable to one another.
Absolutely.
That's why when we work together, if we see that the spouse is maybe having a hard time, you know, with this area of giving, that's where you come and say, no, babe, let's keep doing it.
Yep.
I know it may be hard right now, but we're going to see the rewards of it if we remain consistent and faithful in this. And so that's why I think that's why it's important for us to know what's going on, because if one person is handling the money and you don't know that the person is not tithing, then again, you cannot be accountable. So that's why it's important that we're open when it comes to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things in relationships and marriages is transparency.
Right.
And you have to have that across the board.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about if a situation where, you know, one of the spouses wants to tithe, one of the other spouses don't want the tithe. That's a tough situation.
Right.
You got it? And so now what has to happen is, you know, let's just use us. This will never happen. But let's just say I don't want to tithe.
Right.
You want to tithe. Well, what you can't do is start attacking me.
Absolutely.
And start fighting with me all the time.
Right.
You got it? What you got to do now is fight in prayer.
Absolutely.
You got it? Now you got to go into God.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to, you know, you have got to go to God, and you got to pray. Mm-hmm. You got to pray fervently.
Right.
You got to ask God to touch my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still got to keep loving me in the process.
Right.
Now, it's okay for you to stand your ground.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that. You are going to stick to, no, babe, I believe this is what God wants us to do. And it may even be, you know, you telling me, well, listen, when my paycheck comes in, I'm tithing off of my paycheck.
Right.
You got, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But if I'm saying, well, I ain't tithing off of mine. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But,
but
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change my mind
Absolutely.
About you. You got it. But I'm praying.
Right.
You know, because we going to do it God's way.
Right. Because we want the blessing.
Yeah.
Right. And not the Nikes. We want the blessing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because when you get the blessing, you can get whatever Nikes you want.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that is the key.
Right.
You know,
right.
That is the key. And so let's talk real quick. When I teach stewardship, this is something that I teach. I'll kind of just give it to you, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But we always say there's things that you do. Number one, you give to God.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that you pay your creditors. Number three, you save money. And number four, you enjoy the rest, right? And so Pastor, where did y'all get this? This is what Lady and I decided to do from the very beginning.
Right.
Like, this is just, when we came together, we're like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
I'm not really sure if this is anything we actually ever learn anywhere.
Right.
I think it was just wisdom.
Right.
Like we've been taught to give to God.
Right, right, right.
So that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, so everybody say number one.
Number one.
Give to God.
Give to God.
Yeah, so you must learn to become a tither. And this is the only place in Scripture where the Bible says, where God says you can prove me. He said you can test me on this. You can't test me in any other area.
Right.
I'm a man of my word in every area.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know that this area is going to be tough for you, you can test me in this area.
A sensitive area.
Yeah, it's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You got it? And so God allows us to test him in this area. He says, prove me.
Mm-hmm.
See if I won't open the windows of heaven. See if I won't pour you out a blessing. And so if God, the Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides, you know, puts it out there like that, you got it. You got to understand that his word is sure.
Right.
And it will come to pass, right. Not sometimes,
right.
But every time.
And that's why I think it's important that you know the word. Because
yes.
He's saying here, even in tough times,
yep.
Okay, God, I've been doing what your word told me to do.
Right.
So now I'm going to put you to the test like you told me to
that's
do.
It.
And so I think that's one thing, like you said, that we can really trust in the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
If he said that he's going to bless us if we do our part,
that's
guess
it.
What? He's going to bless
he's
us if
bless
we do
us.
Our part.
He's a man of his word.
Absolutely.
He cannot lie.
Yeah.
He will not change.
He will not change.
You got it. So you have to have faith in the faithfulness
right.
of God. God is going to be faithful.
Yes.
You got it. He is. Did you hear what I said? He is going to
yes.
be faithful. He is always going to keep
yeah,
his word.
That's his nature.
That is his nature. Mm-hmm. He's always going to keep his word.
Right.
You got it. You know, I'm not God, but I try to be like God.
Right.
You got it. And that's something that's very big to me. I try to keep my word.
Right.
You got
oh, yeah.
it. I want to be a man of my word. If I say I'm going to do something,
right.
I want to do it.
Right.
You know, and where do we get that from? We get it from God.
God. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you do it God's way, you're going to get God results.
So.
Tithing causes the not because tithing is giving
10%.
A tenth, right? So tithing causes the 90% that I keep. Mm-hmm. It causes it to be blessed.
Right.
Let's read Romans 11:16.
All right. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches.
So God blesses the rest.
Right.
After the first has been given.
Right.
Everybody repeat after me. God blesses the rest.
God blesses the rest.
After the first.
Has been given.
Okay, so whoever gets the first, you got to understand that, has
right.
to have power
right.
to bless the rest.
Right.
You got it. J.C. Penney can't bless the rest. Well,
oh,
they
no.
closed in New Bern now, aren't they? Yeah, so Belk can't bless the rest. Well, we about shopping online right now anyway.
Right.
Amazon can't bless the rest. Who else do we shop online?
Paparazzi can't bless the rest.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, Denise said, no, like, I'm doing it God's way. But don't give your tithe to paparazzi, what lady was saying. All right. She just put you right on out there. All right.
Because you're looking at me. All right,
yes.
Here we go.
So let's read Ecclesiastes 11:4. We just got a few minutes and we got to go.
Yes, Ecclesiastes 11:4 in the Amplified Bible. It says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow.
Right.
And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap.
He that observes. There's another translation in the NLT says, farmers who wait for perfect weather will never plant.
Oh, yeah.
If they watch every cloud, they're going to never harvest.
Right.
So stop saying, I'm going to start giving to God, you
when.
Know, when.
Right.
When I fix this or when I pay this
right.
off or when I get. No, there's never a better time than
right now
to start giving to
That's
God.
Right, right
there's
now.
Never a better time than right now to start doing it God's
right,
way. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to give to God. Number two, that's easy. We're going to pay creditors.
Right.
Why are you going to pay your creditors? Because we are people of integrity.
Right.
If we made the bill,
we're going to pay the bill. Right.
All right. This is a matter of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so pay your creditors. So it's integrity, but it's also how you get out of debt.
Right.
You know,
right.
try to live your life in a way as much as possible to be out of debt.
Right.
I understand there are times we must be in debt for certain things, and
right.
there is good debt.
Right.
All debt is not bad debt. Now,
right.
there are some debt that's just bad debt.
Right.
You got it. Just, you know, I'm not paying, you know, $20,000 for a furniture set to put in my house and then going to pay a note on it for the next 29 years of my life.
No,
that's
right.
not good debt.
Right.
You got it. Nope. I'm going to go right on down somewhere and get me a little set.
Yeah.
You got it. And, even if it's, you know, just little whatever.
Right.
You know.
No, seriously.
And I'm
going to
enjoy
in your lane.
That.
Right.
That's right.
Yep.
Until
Keep
God
that clean
blesses
until,
me.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're saying the same thing.
Yes, we're saying
right?
the same thing.
So you're going to pay your credit. Number three, you're going to save money.
Yep. We're going to save money.
Everybody should save some money.
Right.
And this is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that saving is a discipline.
Oh, yes.
And if you don't have the discipline, this is what you do. Every time, get your savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get paid, if it's not but just $20.
Right.
Don't put something over there that you
right.
know you're going to go grab back.
Go get it.
Put something over there that
right.
you know can stay
save.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just $10, and then if you do that enough weeks, you look
oh, yeah.
over and you're like, oh, bless God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's $270 over
right.
here. You got it. And then.
But let that stay.
Yeah, let that stay.
Right.
And then increase it.
Right.
And little by little,
right.
you'll begin to gain the discipline
right.
of saving money.
Because I think it's important. I mean, because saving money, it is a discipline.
Yes.
And it takes self-control because
yes.
it's so easy just to go and spend everything
yeah.
that you get.
It,
when you've been used to doing that.
And this is what I see a lot. Now I see this a lot on Facebook.
Okay.
I see it a lot on Facebook.
Okay.
I see people, you know, and I get this to a point. I'm about to splurge. You know, I done paid all my bills, right?
Okay.
Splurging is okay, but make sure that you have saved some money before you go and splurge,
right.
Which brings us to number four, which is enjoying the rest.
Yes, right.
And I think that that is the key.
Yeah.
I believe in splurging.
Yeah.
As long as you do it this way.
Right.
Does that
right.
make sense?
Absolutely.
So splurging should be number four.
Four, right.
Does that make
After
sense?
After you've saved.
After you save, even if it's $20.
Right.
You know, but now you probably don't, if you got, you know, if you're going to go splurge $1,000 and
right.
you only put $20 away, I think we could change that a little bit.
Right.
We could probably split the difference and save $500.
Right.
You know, because I'm okay with you spending money on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because God wants you to spend money on yourself.
So hard
you
for
work
it.
Hard for you want
right.
to. You've been planning
yeah.
a trip
yeah.
to Disney and it's going to cost $3,000. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
God ain't mad about that.
Right.
But plan it
right.
so that way when you get back, you're not going to have to go to bankruptcy.
Right.
Court.
No,
Does
right.
that make sense?
Absolutely.
So
mm-hmm.
do it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get God results.
Absolutely.
All right.
So I think it's important that, like you just said, enjoy the rest. But again, but don't put yourself back into a hole that you had to dig yourself out
of. And then
start all over. Because it's
yeah.
a cycle if you're going to keep
yeah.
doing that. So
yeah.
it's a matter of just keeping the discipline and the self-control to allow that savings to go ahead and build up. And then keep working hard to increase the savings and enjoy even along the way. Again,
right.
if it's spending $10 here, that's fine. But don't every time you get paid go and, you know, spend your whole paycheck.
Right.
You know, and don't max yourself
yeah.
out. Because
well, and let me just tell you, the advertising world does a good job of helping you spend all your money.
I
mean, that's just
yes,
the bottom line. You know, it's just like
yeah.
when I was a kid, it was Be Like Mike. Sometimes
yeah.
I dream.
Oh,
well, that was good.
That was good.
But I can't do that. You know,
that's right. Pull
so
it back.
Pull that mic back. You know, if you're ever not sure you're going to hit it when you sing, you got to pull it back. So I took my arm back. You got to see that.
Doing the music too?
Yeah, you gotta do it all. I do it all. You got it. All right, we got to go, y'all. This is our prayer
yeah.
for every couple that this month that you have taken the nuggets that we have given,
yes,
and that you have made a decision that not just in the area of money, but we've talked about communication, we
yeah.
talked about conflict resolution, we talked about so many things
yes.
that emotional support to your spouse, and
right.
so many things we talked about, that in every area, I'm going to make a commitment to do it
God's way.
This is what I want to help our couples that maybe have not been doing it God's way. See, this is what I don't want. I don't want the spirit of shame to try to jump on you,
right.
because that is not God's will for your
right.
life. And so let's say there's, you know, if two couples have both been kind of messing up, it's kind of easy for them to kind of head in the right direction because they
right.
come to each other. They say, you know, babe, like, we got to get this thing going. They go together. But what the problem is, if it's the guy that's been messing up and the lady that has it, he's not going to tell the wife, but there's an amount of shame there.
Right.
And so what she has to do is make sure that she's supporting him
right.
to the degree that if he says, you know what, babe, pass him later, right, let's get this thing going,
right.
that she jumps right in.
Right.
That's right, babe, we got it. What's in the past?
Is
it the
yep.
past? Or vice versa.
Absolutely.
If it was the wife, you do everything you can to support that spouse.
Absolutely.
We're not going to bring up old stuff.
Right.
We're not going to bring what's in the past is
yeah.
in the past. But we look, we going
yeah.
we going together.
Yeah.
You got it? And we're not worried about anything else.
Right.
We're moving forward.
Right.
We're going to do it God's way.
Right.
We're going to get God's
way. Because starting over is not a bad thing.
No.
You know, restarting, refreshing, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't want to have another baby, but I mean,
oh, well,
starting over in most
well, okay, I don't mean
thing.
In that, I don't mean in that
more.
Area. We're not doing that.
I told Hannah last night, Hannah's like, I don't know, Dad. I don't think Mom's going for that.
And so. She's right. She knows her mother.
I just think she still want to be the baby.
And that's all that is. Yeah.
I think.
But no,
Hannah is always going
to
be my baby.
I was about to say she's going to forever be the baby.
She's forever going to be my baby.
Yes.
When
but
she's 27 and married, you got it.
Because nobody is coming behind her. Number one. No one else is coming behind her. But no, but I'm just saying there's nothing wrong if you have to, you know, make some adjustments in your relationship to make it better.
Yes.
And so, like you said, with the area of shame, don't let that come on you.
No.
Because there's nothing.
That's the trick of
the enemy, right? That's
to bring shame and condemnation,
yep. Yep.
to make you feel bad, to
right.
stay in your past,
right.
or to remember the things that you did.
Right.
You know,
there
used to be a t-shirt when I was a little kid that said, when the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of
his future. Right.
You got it. He's already going. Listen, he's not credible. Don't
right.
listen to him.
Right.
Don't. He's not credible. Don't accept his thoughts.
Right.
There's no condemnation to them that are
in
Christ
right.
Jesus. So if you messed up, you messed up.
Right.
Admit it, quit it, forget it, and
right.
move on.
Move forward.
You got it. You know, he says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just
yep.
to forgive us for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right.
So repentance doesn't put you at the back of the line. No, not in the kingdom of God.
Right.
yourself up. Don't you get upset. This word didn't come to condemn you. This word came to be a blessing to you.
Yes.
Sometimes it convicts us along the way.
Right.
But conviction's not a bad thing.
No.
Conviction's a good thing, but some people don't like the word convict. So the Bible actually gives us another word, convict. For convict is convince. So all God is trying to do is convince you that his way is the best way. And so so we're going to pray. And I think we're going to close out. Maybe you're